Soybean buyers from around the world visit Indiana, and reaction to Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s MAHA Commission report. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Nearly 5.8 million acres of soybeans were planted and harvested last year right here in Indiana. As soybean producers put the finishing touches on this year's planting, the Indiana Soybean Alliance is focusing on expanding the number of international buyers for soybeans. And that's why they recently hosted soybean buyers from 19 different countries in central Indiana for the Soybean Oil Masters Program.
We brought clients of soybean oil from Dominican Republic, Honduras, El Salvador, and Costa Rica.
And that's Fraud Baleen Escaramon, market lead with the U.S. Soybean Export Council. He tells Hoosier Ag Today that one of the goals of the program is to help educate international soybean buyers.
All of them, they have never seen a soybean field. They have never seen the seeds. So it is very important for them to understand how the plant is harvested, its process, and all the value chain that is involved behind it. Also, they understand better all the programs that we have that are created to help them be more efficient and buy more product from the U.S.
Another part of that education is showing international buyers just how committed America's ag industry is to growing the best soybean product in the world.
They need to understand all the technology and the science that is going behind this, because nowadays you get a lot of talk about GMOs and people that do not understand the technology, so they are afraid of it. So it is important for them to understand the technology, all this research, the improvement that we do in the seeds so that we can get more yields, more production. So this is something that the U.S. has the lead from any other soy producing region in the world.
Their visit was also sponsored by the U.S. Soybean Export Council. And not only did the international soybean buyers get the chance to tour Purdue University and visit farms across the state, but they were also treated to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway last Sunday to watch the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500. Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com.